Siddhartha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopikanna Balaba Deva Jaya Gopikanna Balaba Deva Jasaganandana Bhaja Janarangana Jasaganandana Bhaja Janarangana Yamunati Ravanachari Nati Ramachari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopikanna Ballabha Giridharadhari Jasoda Nandana Bhaja Janarangana Yamuna Tira Ramachari Yamuna Tira Ramachari Jaya Rama Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Om Vishnu Prad Vadamanza Bibhajikachara Jaspa Karajika Shishi Mare Sibakam Prasmami Pahubhari Ki Anant Chakoti Vaishnavinda Acharya Srila Haridas Thakur ki Panchika Haru Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasati Gaur Bhaktavinda Shri Shri Radha Krishna Prabhu Govinda Shyamakanda Radhakuni Giri Govardhan ki Shri Vrindavan Dham ki Shri Mahapurnabhi Dham ki Jagannapuri Dham ki All glories to Asamdhavati Glory Asamdhavati All glory Shri Vangaranga Gaur Permanently Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Numbers there Srimad Bhagavatam 10.4.21 Tasmad Bhadre Satanayam Maya Vyapaditanapi Maya Sarva Sakritam Bindate Vasha Tasmad Bhadre Svatanayam Maya Vyapaditam Api Manushochayata Sarva Sakritam Bindate Vasha Tasmad Bhadre Svatanayam Maya Vyapaditam Api Manushochayata Sarva Sakritam Bindate Vasha Sister, all auspiciousness unto you. Svatanayam, for your own sons, Maya, by me, Yapaditam, unfortunately killed. Tapi, although, Ma Anushocha, do not be aggrieved. Yata, because, Sarva, everyone, Svakitam, the fruit of results of one's own deeds, Bindate, suffers or enjoys, Abhasha, under the control of Providence. My dear sister Devaki, all good fortune unto you. Everyone suffers and enjoys the result of his own work under the control of Providence. Therefore, although your sons have unfortunately been killed by me, please do not lament for them. Purport. As stated in the Brahma Samhita 554, Yastram Daropam Matavindra Mahosvakama Bandham Arupa Parabhajanam Atyunoti Mani Nirbhati Kintu Chabhati Bhajan the small insect known as Indragopa up to Indra, the king of the heavenly planets, is obliged to undergo the results of his fruitive activities. We may superficially see that one is suffering on joining because of some external causes. But the real cause is one's own fruitive activities. Even when someone kills someone else, it is to be understood that the person who was killed met the fruitive results of his own work, and that the man who killed him acted as the agent of material nature. Thus, Kamsa begged Devaki's pardon by analyzing the matter deeply. It was not the cause of the death of Devaki's sons. Rather, this was their own destiny. Under the circumstances, Devaki should excuse Kamsa and forget his past deeds without lamentation. Kamsa admitted his own fault, but whatever he had done was under the control of Providence. Kamsa might have been the immediate cause for the death of Devaki's sons, but the remote cause was their past deeds. This was an actual fact. Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shivara Krishna Vadam Sarvamavita Visha Kamitam Cha. Tasmad Bhadre Satanam Maya Vapadita Napi Manusho Chayata Sarva Sukritam Vindate Vasa. My dear sister Devaki, all good fortune unto you. Everyone suffers and enjoys the results of his own work under the control of Providence. Therefore, although your sons have unfortunately been killed by me, please do not lament for them. So Kamsa is speaking very wisely now. And a similar thing said by other demons, other big time. Hiranyakashipu, if we remember not too long ago, we read in 7th canto, we may have read it this morning, but Hiranyakashipu is preaching to his relatives also the death of his brother. He was preaching to his mother and his sister's wife, nephew, his whole family, that they should not lament. It is Providence, similar line of thought, and very wise. In fact, Acharya say Hiranyakashipu is speaking very intelligently. He gave many examples, well, several good examples, how to detach them from their lamentation. Just like he was explaining, sometimes people come together in a hotel situation, or they come to get some place to get water to drink. But those people, again, separate. Or nowadays in America, we might get a soda. Have to buy it for $5 for a Pepsi. But in India, even up till now, you can get water someplace. Hopefully it's good water. Usually you have to buy it. But people come together in some situation in a motel. If you go to a motel and you say hello to somebody, or you won't see them anymore. You'd be separated. Sasangya Makti Bhutani Saivagya Makti Cha. Type of sangya nakti means meeting and then again separated. There's different words used for this. Coming together and then led apart, separated, like straws. This is the message of Hiranyakashipu. Kamsa here, he's saying manushocha. Exactly what Krishna's telling in Bhagavad Gita in the second chapter. Manushochanti. That vyakta dini bhutani vyakta. Vakta Bhutani, what is it? Bhutani. Huh? Avyakta Miranami Vatata Ka Pari Devana. Don't. Your body is coming from the Avyakta. Many times this. Manusho Chanti. Don't lament like that. Exactly these words he's saying, Kamsa. Exactly Krishna's words. Non different. Exactly. And he's also using his word Bhadre. Tasma not that way, Satanaya. My dear sister, all auspiciousness unto you. Now, Badre, I'm not sure of the Sanskrit, if it means sister also, may. But Prabhupada says, all auspiciousness. Badra, Badra, Badra. There's auspicious and inauspicious. So he's wishing, you know, I don't know if we want Kamsa's well wishes personally, I don't know, but he's giving anyway, here in this verse. But Krishna's explaining in 11th canto, Kim Badra Kim Abadram Ba, that there's no difference in this material world between Badra Abadra. Because the Vaishnavas are transcendental, theoretically, up to Abadra and Abadra. Badra Badra. This verse was used by Kaviraj Goswami, Mahaprabhu also, when Sanatana Goswami had come traveling and had all his horrible sores on his body. Another one devotee had the Anakadundabi had big boils actually back in 70, maybe got it later, but in 74 he had it dripping with stuff. People get this weird. Anyway, he figured it was from bad water, Sanatana. He didn't want to meet with Lord Chaitanya, and he always staying back like this with Thakur Haridas. And there's long, wonderful lure there. But ultimately, well, they were saying, you know, my body's horrible, it smells. Don't even come near me. He was thinking he would jump in front of the wheels of the rath cart, give up his body. He was considering his body. But Mahaprabhu was saying, no, no. I'm sannyasi, your body, I consider you, you're like my little baby, you two are my like little boys, Thakur Haridas and Sanatan. I have to maintain you, and just like the mother who is changing the baby or dealing with the baby stool, she's thinking it's like sandalwood because it's her little baby. So I'm thinking that your body is not bad smelling at all. It's like chatusan. Chatusan is the smell of Krishna, actually. Is a guru, camphor, sandalwood, musk. You can't get a better smell than Krishna's body. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was saying, no, this is a, and he was speaking at this Dvaita Badra Badra Sabmanodham. This is simply mental concoction, Badra Abadra. But here we get a little tiny glimpse into Kamsa's mentality. He's not actually on the level of Devaki and they're on this level. They're considering, as he says here, and rightly, Prabhupada says it in the end here, this was an actual fact. The remote cause was their past deeds, somehow or other. Svakatam. The word used Svakatam. The famous verse where Brahma spoke, Amokampam, what is that verse? He says, the famous verse, Tate Mukampam. We always hear about that. Tate Mukampam, Sukshimikshamana, Bhanjani, Vatmikatam, Atmikatam, Vitakam. The devotees, especially here in Vasudeva Devaki, they're thinking like that actually. This is our own doing. And there's many prayers that explain and illustrate this in the Pratana that Lachandas also in Natam, Apana Karama. My own deed, Bunjaya Saman. Lord Chandra is saying, I am punished now because I don't get the association of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna. And similarly, Narottam is saying like that. Magana Nahainu. He is lamenting that his own bad deeds, he is not attracted by the Harinam, Sankirtan. Bahu-Guri-Jan. What is that verse? Gora-Pahu-Nabhajira-Mainu. He's saying, these two lords, the Gora or Gora-Pahu, the Lord Gora, because I didn't merge Sankirtan into the Sankirtan movement, I'm simply suffering the results of my bad activity. Anadi-Karama-Pale. We don't know from what type of result we may be getting. due to, as it says here, providence. Karma, guna, these things are combining. Some kind of quality and kala. How do you know? First canon, there's a verse like kala, karma, guna, you know. We're under the control of time. Time is, of course, Krishna. And sometimes, there's many definitions of this vasa, or Prabhupada says providence, daiva. It's sometimes called divine energy or providence, but it's actually under karma divinatrina. Whatever way we're seeing. Sometimes it is bad fortune also. The Brahman one prayer is also divinate hatadio. He's saying the materialist, by bad fortune, hatadio, their intelligence, their memory is cut down. And they perform inauspicious activity, abhadra, sabo, ashubha, pashamana, vimukendriya. And what happens? Vimukendriya, they turn their face away from Krishna. Kamasukalesha. And they want to enjoy lava with tiny moments worth of pleasure in this material world. And Lord Brahma is speaking about this also, daiva. So this idea also in this verse, everyone, the results working under the control of providence, unfortunately have been killed by me. Well, this type of philosophy, specific philosophy, is given also in fourth canto. I picked up a BTG recently and I had this section where Swami Guru Mama was speaking very nicely, wonderful philosophy to his grandson, his Dhruva Maharaj. Dhruva Maharaj, his brother Uttam had been killed by the Yakshas. So he went, Dhruva Maharaj was given as example of Kanishta Adhikari, or someone in this phase of he wants to get something material, or distress. He's given different examples in Netra Devotion. But he's considered a neophyte devotee. This is the pastime, of course. But he had gone completely berserk and was killing like anything, all these yakshas. Nobody could stop him. So Swami Bhuvamano came and said, please, you understand that these yakshas are actually great personalities. And they're relatives of Kuvera. Lord Shiva, you cannot kill them just indiscriminately, only one. So he was preaching this philosophy, and one of those verses, a very wonderful verses, several of them, he has this exact analogy, not analogy, but this concept. Janam, Janasya Janayam. One person is killed by another. By Kala, Ananta, Krishna. Mrityur Muktikam, something like that. He said, one person kills someone else. So this is going on, that one person is born from another, then someone is killed. These are the causes, immediate causes. But it's also the background cause is their karma. Karanam guna sangrasya, sarasad yoni janmasu. They're taking birth again and again. Avasha. Krishna has used this word specifically in Bhagavad Gita, avasha. Under my control. But this control is manifesting in different ways, combined with our karma. Nunam kamatta vikam. This karma is called vikarma also, this material world. What we usually call karmas are vikarmas. They're performing all nonsense activity. Nunam kamata. They're mad and they're performing all vikarmic activities against all. So, Kamsa speaking this deep philosophy, exactly what we get from Bhagavad be detached. The prophet says, we may superficially see one is suffering or enjoying because of some external cause, but the real cause is one's own fruit of activities. So Vaishnavas are humble, they always think like that. Even Sanatan Goswami. After a while, Mahaprabhu embraced Sanatan and his body became immediately golden. Thakur Haridas was astonished. Oh my God. Can you just imagine? He would not be astonished. He was giving this philosophy, but he is Krishna himself. There, he's saying, I'm embracing you, you're just like my little boys, and they're listening, and so they're saying that this is a nice philosophy that you're giving, but doesn't apply to us, because we're the economy, we're abominable. Thakur Haridas was always staying very far, distant place. If there was a group of devotees taking prasadam, Chaitanya would say, give this to Haridas. And Haridas would stay far away, just paying obeisances. None of them would try to just like go into the Jagannath temple. They were always considering. So in this way, Sanatana was tested. Several times he was tested like that. This is one other test. And Thakur Haridas said, just see. Now I can see that you arranged that Sanatana drank this water in Jayakanda and his body became infected and now you have displayed your pastime curing his body. But it's a fact that the Vaishnava, especially the sannyasi, has to see like this. Vaitre Bhadra Bhadra, Sakale Saman. Auspicious and inauspicious. Asa Brahm. One should know that this is all illusion in this material world. Kim Bhadra Kim Abhadram. The same thing was spoken by Krishna to Uddhava in the 11th canto. He's explained to Uddhava. And Kamsa speaking the very same philosophies as Krishna speaks, amazingly. So we have to take heed, and we shouldn't think, well, Kamsa speaking it. No, as Prabhupada says here, this was an actual fact. And Kamsa is also acting humble under the circumstance we've been discussing. So the devotees are thinking like that. Taptayin kampam sushinikshamana, a very important verse. By the body, mind, words, Brahma is saying, Tatayna Kampam Sushamakshanano, Punjani Vatmakatam. Atmakatam is done by myself. No one else has done it. This is Bhagavad philosophy. It means that we don't, this is one of the themes nowadays in Kali Yuga that everyone has to blame, the politicians are blaming everyone. You did this, therefore the whole world going to hell, and everyone did it. All nonsense, rascals, they have no power to do anything. It may be they did something, as it says here, superficially, but if everyone took this devotional attitude of humility, Amanina Manadena, Kirtane Asadara, and chant the holy name, and then the whole world will become like Vaikuntha. This was Prabhupada's aim, objects, his goal, that to create nice temples, atmosphere, there is no anxiety, Vaikuntha atmosphere. No kunta. Vaikuntha nama gahanam, ashesha gam haram vidu. In this Vaikuntha atmosphere, all our sinful activities, they fly far away. If everyone has the attitude that, yes, I just, my, and Kamsa actually has this, maybe temporarily, but he has this attitude that, yes, as I know, I did very bad, but please excuse me, it's providence. It's like Harani Kashyapu, they understood his philosophy. Providential. And you see other demons, like Maya Dhanava in, it's the 8th canon, or that there was fighting going on between devas and asuras at one point. The asuras were suffering like anything. They asked Maya Dhanava, you please do something. So Maya Dhanava created a well, and there was nectar in the well. And it's like a Mrityu Sanjeevani special to bring back life for these dead asuras. So at the time, then Vishnu and Brahma, they took the form of cow and calf and they drank the nectar. So these asuras were so upset. They said, what's going to happen now? At that time, Mayadhanava says, nothing we can do. This is Daiva. This is providence. They have drunk it. And so whatever is done by you or in combination with anyone else, it cannot be counteracted. So Mayadhanava also understood this philosophy. So we find that these, even the asuras in the Bhagavatam, were full of wonderful lessons for us. At every step, in every canto, every chapter. So we find here the different things in this verse also. Like it says, Mano Shocha, don't lament. This is one of the things. There's no sense in lamentation. Krishna is giving so many verses. Nothing is explained in more, with more emphasis in the second chapter of the Gita than this. Mano Shoshanti, don't lament. Dehi Nosmi Mita, Dehi Komalam Yovana Jara. Your body is changing. You are remaining Antavanti Me Deha Nityas Yokta Sharirana. You are the person within. Kamsa speaking the same thing. Therefore, whatever happens, you cannot be attached at any stage of the game. Mam kamani vim pante vim ekama palais piha iti nanya vijanati. One who understands, Krishna says, that I am never attached, who meditates on it, understands and realizes that he is also in this position, unattached, just like Krishna. Nanavaptam avaptabhyam. I have nothing to want in this material world. The same thing is explained the last lesson in the end of 11th canto, where Krishna is speaking to Uddhava. He's telling Uddhava that this material world now is Kali Yuga, so he's leaving Uddhava behind to give some instructions, last instructions to other devotees. But he said, you shouldn't stay here very long. You can leave after that very quickly because this Kali Yuga is taking, and you won't want to be here with all those demoniac elements in Kali Yuga. He explained to them that you should wander freely, celebrate, seeing everything equally. Vidya Vinaya Sampani, Vamani, Gavi Hastani. Whatever, this is our at least baseline goal, to see equally. Ishvara Sava Bhutana, Bhutana, Videsha, Jinnatistati, Banyan Sava Bhutana, Yantra Udvani Maya. That everyone is going on this material machine, energy. And no one is a friend, no one's an enemy. Vaishnava doesn't see like that. Prahlad Maharaj is the example. No one is friend, no one. Naisha Paravaramati Bhavato Manusyaj. In his one prayer, he's describing what Nishunga, that Nisimadev sees like this. And Prahlad Maharaj was also singing. Naisha Vasa. Aisha para avara. No one is above, no one is below. Therefore, whether one is friend or enemy, that's in the sixth chapter of Gita, described one is a well-wisher, friend, he sees equally. Pasham tasha. Therefore, the mind is peaceful. And he doesn't think just like the cow and the calf, or Maharaj Brukshit in first canto. He took it that as providential. He was cursed. Yes, I'm cursed. What can I do? So I'll just hear and chant Bhagavatam. At least he got to hear and chant Bhagavatam the last day, last week of his life. So whether we have a moment or whether we have a week like Maharaj Brukshit, we should adopt this philosophy. It's the best philosophy. Nothing comes close. One sees that his own fault, somehow or other, well, luckily, we don't have our sons killed like that, but if sometimes that may happen also. I mean, upheaval, probably said this material world means always some upheaval. Maybe very bad, maybe very good. One may enjoy Badra Badra. But what is Krishna telling in the 11th canon? What is Kaviraj Goswami quoting? What is being heard by Sanatan Goswami and Haridas Thakur, the greatest personalities, Mahavidvan, Dila Dila Janapriyo Priyakaro, the six Goswamis. They're, whether one was ruffian, they would see equally. Whether one was well-wisher, and those persons would also see, yes, Sanatan Goswami is my well-wisher. So this is the lessons, some of the lessons to be learned here, and I'm sure this verse can be explained in many more profound ways than I'm saying here. But there's some of it. So any comments, please?
So, at certain point in time, a demonic person can explain high philosophy, and then one could become a little bewildered. Just like today we see that many religionists, they're speaking high philosophy also and justifying what they're doing, but they're killing so many animals, they're doing so many abominable things.
I don't think we're speaking high philosophy, I wouldn't say anything.
But yeah, at least, and they're justifying what they're doing.
No, but you said they speak high philosophy. This is high philosophy. They're speaking this?
Yeah, no, well, I mean, in their own way, right? Let me finish. Whatever they're doing, they're justifying it, really.
Yeah, right? Maybe, but it's not high philosophy. That's not right, what you're saying. You quote me somewhere they say high philosophy.
Yeah, no, but
tell me where they say high philosophy.
Well, for example, If someone wedges a slap in your face, right, you turn your other side to take another one. You know, that's pretty high. I mean,
in the Bible, you mean?
Yeah, even we can.
But they don't even say that. We'll just be a follower.
Even we can't touch that kind of philosophy.
We can't?
But yet we see
that Dr. Haridas was tolerating in 22 marketplaces?
Well, not like him, but say like you or me. If somebody, you know, for me, for sure, if somebody hit me, I'm going to hit them back, you know.
It depends who it is.
So the thing is,
I mean, when Pratap Puri Maharaj was watching Chaitanya dancing, then Harish Chandra was standing there, and he was trying to push Shivas Thakur away. Shivas was so annoyed he slapped Harish Chandra in the face, but he didn't do anything. He got a little angry, but immediately Pratap Puri said, "Oh, you have got the nectar of Shivas Thakur." So that happened.
But anyhow, so the point I'm making is that sometimes it could be a little difficult to differentiate, you know what I mean? Demonic life.
Slapping in the face is different than killing millions of animals or people in a war.
So anyhow, so
they also say in the Bible, eye for an eye, isn't it?
Yeah, but in the New Testament, you know what I mean, when Christ came and preached all this non-violent stuff and so, but so my point here is, how can you really differentiate between demons and devotees? You know, when sometimes what the demons are doing seems very justified.
Well, Mahabhagavat doesn't differentiate. He's seen everyone who's a devotee. He's not a devotee. But when you get to be a Mahabhagavat, then you have that vision.
Sanatana Goswami actually differentiated that in this sloka or in these topics, Kamsa did not know what is free will.
He did not what?
He did not know the utility of free will. Free will is what only asset every soul has in this material world to Krishna, like Prabhupada in 1860. In that verse, Prabhupada gave very clearly what is Arjuna meant to do, what is not meant to do. Only thing is the free will, that voluntarily, consciously, I want to serve Radha Krishna. That was within Vasudeva and Devaki, fully. Materially, externally, apparently, maybe they both are lamenting in one way, somebody may see. But in spiritually, this is not fact. Because in Muchukunda's first thing Lord Krishna told to Muchukunda in the cave, Baran binita rajose sarvan kaman dadamite, mam prasanno janakaschit, no sochuti orhitam. You will never lament. Srila Vishnu Chakuti Thakur said, everybody in this world laments three ways. And there's a whole explanation, if I may allow 10 minutes, but not now.
What are the basic three ways?
The basic are that anything we have attachment in this world, you will lament for it because it will disappoint. Whether death, divorce, disease or whatever, it will. And any hope, any goal anybody has, also eventually if it is not met, it's disappoint and lament. And but Krishna, according to Vishnu Chakuti Thakur, these two are not...
That's Kankshati, Nashochati, Nakankshati.
Yeah, but that's Brahmavuta platform. But the final one that Vishnu Chakuti Thakur says, that maybe psychologists or so-called psychiatrists may specify you doing this. But one thing they cannot do, nobody can do what Prabhupada did or pure acharyas doing it. That even if a conditioned soul has everything in his or her possession, anything ever wanted, still he or she has to do something to remain happy. Why? That question was asked. Because inner nourishment is not there. Therefore Lord Krishna declared there to Muchukunda, I will give you this first boon, the Bostu Siddhi or meeting to Lord Krishna through the service, that you will never lament. This is the biggest lamentation everybody in this world. They have to do something to remain happy. Because they are never completely satisfied.
Prabhupada used the term dead stone.
Yes.
We're not dead stone, so we can't get rid of any desires completely, ever. So we have to utilize the desire, and that creates the...
But Vasudeva Devaki's lamentation is a sanchari bhav, is a one of the nourishment. It's very difficult to understand by the karmis. But devotees can understand, this is a pure, I want it too. Not only Devaki Bhakti, I want that too. I want to be under them so that I can nourish it. Like for an example, Prabhupada gives in Nectar of Devotion, you can see that later on Mother Yashoda is thinking about it. Oh, did Putana come? Oh, she's so scary. And then she was so frightened, she grabbed Krishna on her lap. Putana is not there, this is later on. Many years later, then she grabbed Krishna and she is hugging and kissing, and Krishna is just wondering, wow, this is so love. So he enjoys it and she is also enjoying it. And she is thinking, like contemplating, Prabhupada gives translation that, oh, Putana was really demon, it was very scary, but good thing was she was dead. So it's like all this contemplation, these are
what
such...
chapter is that in?
Nectar Devotion, you can go probably 27, 28, something like the last part.
10, 27.
In Nectar Devotion.
But isn't 10 canon, this where she's thinking?
Yeah, no, this is in Nectar Devotion. Nectar of Devotion.
So it could come from somewhere else than Bhagavatam.
Right, yeah. Right. But Prabhupada gives those sanchari bhavas to be understood. Then Devaki Vasudev, their lamentation is a taste. They are tasting it. Kamsa's argument here is baseless. He's thinking like a Ramchandra Puri did to his guru. You know, he's thinking, why don't you think about
Brahman?
So Kamsa, Sanatana Goswami said, maybe Kamsa thought that, oh, maybe I had knowledge, now I'm expressing that, you should not cry, don't blame me for killing, because maybe I didn't have a realization. Now he's thinking, Sanatana Goswami says, maybe they did not also realize. But that's not true, this is Kamsa's perception. But Devotee doesn't think that. Vasudeva Devaki was relishing.
Well, how do you answer his question?
The question is that the Kamsa, he did not emphasize the philosophy that utility of his free will to serve Guru Krishna. Their philosophy has nothing to do with Dasukta. Servant of Krishna, I want to see any philosopher in this mundane world, non-devotee, exclaim that I want to serve the Lord. Let me hear that how he explains. That means he doesn't know his constitutional position, then all his idea, philosophy is Bhaktivinoda Thakur idea given. What is that? Mayar Varabhidda
Jato,
Mayar Bhaivav, Tumara Bhajane Bada, Anitya Sansare Mahajan Maya, Jeevke Karaya Gadha. They are all nothing but an ass. Their philosophy is ass donkey philosophy. Because it doesn't serve the ultimate purpose.
They but like in Nanikashipur speaking, and here also, Prabhupada is stressing that they're giving good, exact philosophy though. That's the point. So also.
They are exact philosophy, but they are not acting on it.
Of course.
So then this is a Gada philosophy. This is not a Vaishnava philosophy. Vaishnava philosophy means we surrender and we preach others. Come, surrender, you will be happy. Kamsa is not practicing. Where did he practice servant of Krishna?
When is Jai Vijay?
No, that is different. That is a Leela.
This is Leela too?
No, that's true. That is true.
Just like when they're explaining you're not this body, that's a negative explanation. But what are you? So it's part of understanding what it is. You understand what it's not. But then when you understand who you are, Jivera Srupoi Krishna Nityadas, then everything else starts to fall into place. So there's different pieces. So it's a correct piece, but it has to be hooked up with the other pieces. There's a lot behind you're not this body. How'd you get this body? What's the body made of? Why is it working the way it is?
But this idea is, this idea of Svakatam is good in this verse.
What's that? What's that?
Your own. Okay. Everyone has to think that way.
Even the philosophy sometimes actually divert the body away. And some of the same part
give even, I'm sorry. That sometimes those atheistic idea, they will come and express like a Krishna conscious philosophy. They will say, why you need to go to temple? God is everywhere, isn't it? Then don't go to temple. Isn't God is in the heart, in your body? So why you have to offer it? All this idea is atheistic. But this sounds like almost like a part of the Krishna conscious philosophy. God is everywhere, that's true, we also agree. But then they say, don't go to temple. But they don't give importance. The Sadhu Sangha is in the temple. We are discussing about, we are hearing about glorifying of your class. So they cannot do it everywhere. God is everywhere, we also agree, but they don't give the other half. So therefore their philosophy is condemned.
They are condemned. But I still, this slapping business, he's saying that no one can follow this. He's thinking that no one is qualified.
That's not true. You give me half an hour, I'll stop. I know, Let's sit down. We'll see Bhagavatam, how it is proven that we are, this Vaishnava philosophy is greater than any philosophy ever exists or will
exist. He's just saying that he doesn't see the devotees are following. He's saying they don't follow this.
Ask you whether, because of the way that Kamsa is speaking here, he's actually pacifying Vasudeva and Devaki. Is he getting some Ajata Sukriti for treating the?
He's already got Ajata Sukriti. He's Jaya, Vijaya, right? He's more than Ajata Sukriti. All right, he's not. As Chankazi. He comes as Chankazi? So he must got something.
No, pray. Krishna prayed me, God.
Yeah. But not this minute he didn't get it. But
he got liberation. He got killed by
that's pretty good. That's pretty high level of Ajata Sukriti. Anything else for me?